All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty cool happening within NASA,
Oh, yeah.
specifically their Office of Procurement. You
Procurement.
know, the folks who basically get all the stuff NASA needs to,
Make those missions happen.
to actually like reach for the stars.
Yeah, exactly. Their mission is acquisition excellence in an evolving environment. So they're always looking for ways to
Improve,
be better.
which is
Yeah.
great, in any field,
Yeah.
you want to always be pushing the envelope, especially when you're talking about, the scale of what NASA does.
Right.
And there's this new thing that they're doing called NAIL, which is the NASA Acquisition Innovation Launch Pad.
That's a cool name.
It is, right? Like, it
It's
sounds.
very like space age.
Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly.
Very appropriate.
So what it is basically a platform where they're trying to really push for better efficiency and just new ideas within the world of procurement.
Yeah, and they want to make it so that procurement ultimately helps NASA's missions be more successful.
Right, because if you can be more efficient in how you do things,
Absolutely, then ultimately that frees up more resources to do
totally.
more
So, yeah,
amazing
more
things.
science, more missions.
Yeah, exactly. So, NAIL, they have a couple of main goals.
Okay.
The first one is creating a safe space for innovation. And I'm curious, what does that really mean within the context of procurement?
Well, I think traditional procurement can be pretty,
Rigid.
Maybe rigid and
Yeah.
sometimes resistant to change. And I think they realize that,
Yeah.
for innovation to really blossom, people need to feel comfortable sharing their ideas.
Sharing what didn't work,
Right.
sharing what worked amazingly.
Exactly. And not be afraid of judgment.
Yeah.
So this safe space is really about encouraging that open sharing of ideas, best practices, lessons learned, and really just fostering this kind of culture of experimentation.
Right. Because
Yeah.
you need to have the failures to get to the successes.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something that's true in pretty much every field.
I agree.
You can't be so afraid of failing that you never try anything new.
And the second goal is empowering knowledge sharing across the organization.
Yeah.
Now, NASA is huge,
Huge.
and their procurement operations are happening at many different centers.
All across the country.
So I imagine that can be kind of tricky to
It can be
make
tricky.
sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, and people are doing things differently at different centers.
Yeah.
And so one of the ideas behind NAIL is to really highlight and share what's working well in different places.
Oh, that's interesting. So almost like a cross-pollination of ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So if someone at Johnson Space Center comes up with a really efficient way of doing something,
Right.
NAIL is going to make sure that that knowledge is shared.
Spread the word.
Yeah, to all the other procurement offices, and that way you can raise the level of, efficiency and effectiveness across the board.
I like that a lot because, often what happens in these huge organizations, you get these little silos.
Yeah, you get the silos.
They're kind of reinventing the wheel. And this is a way to be like, wait a minute, we already figured this out over here.
Yeah, why are we
Just,
doing it five
yeah,
times?
exactly. And here's something that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
One of the ideas that came up through NAIL actually came from Johnson Space Center.
Right.
And it was the idea for an AI-driven podcast.
That's so
It
cool.
is, right? And it seemed like NAIL was really enthusiastic about this idea.
Well, they saw the potential in using, a new format, something a little different and more
Well,
accessible.
engaging.
Yeah, they recognized that people learn in different ways
Yeah.
and that, a lot of people really enjoy podcasts.
Yeah, and I think too, there's this recognition that, in our busy world,
Oh my gosh, we're all so busy.
it's hard to like carve out time to sit down
And the
and
manual.
read a 400-page procurement manual.
Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So a podcast, you can listen to it on your commute
On a
while
walk.
you're doing the dishes
Yeah, exactly.
and you're still learning and engaging.
Right.
Which brings us to the procurement POD,
Okay.
which is being spearheaded by Eric Festa and Arju Yudasto. What exactly is their vision for this podcast?
So their vision is to create an alternative learning opportunity
Okay.
for contract professionals. So it's not about replacing existing training or anything like that. It's about saying, hey, if you want to learn about a specific topic within procurement,
Right.
here's a podcast episode
Easy.
that you can listen to. And in about 15, 20 minutes, you've got a good handle on that topic.
I like that because, you think about all the times that you've been in some kind of training
Oh my gosh.
and it's like death by PowerPoint. And
Totally.
you're just sitting there and you're
And
like,
zoning out.
yeah, this would be something that's so much more
engage in.
Engaging and digestible.
Right.
So what they're thinking is that they'll actually have a series of podcasts.
A series.
Focusing on all sorts of different areas within procurement. And the idea is to make it conversational.
Right.
Make it fun. Make it easy to understand.
Or like a conversation between two people.
Exactly.
You know, who are knowledgeable about the topic.
Like us.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
So it's a really interesting idea because it really shows that they're thinking about the different ways that people learn.
Absolutely.
And trying to tailor their approach
yeah.
to really meet people where they are.
Yeah. It's about acknowledging that there are diverse learning styles.
Right.
And not everyone learns best by, you know, sitting in a classroom or reading a textbook.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the goal is to make the procurement process better.
More efficient.
More efficient.
More effective.
More effective, which ultimately benefits all of NASA's missions.
Because if procurement is done well,
yeah,
then the missions can be even more successful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think this is really cool what they're doing at NASA.
I agree. It's great to see.
It's really pushing the envelope. And, you know, maybe this is something that other organizations can learn from.
Yeah.
And so I guess the question for our listeners is, you know, in your own work or in your own field.
Yeah.
What are some ways that you can embrace different learning styles?
That's a good question.
And maybe find more efficient and effective ways to do things.
Yeah, because who knows, you might just stumble upon the next big breakthrough.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.